Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, sir. The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela aligns itself with the statement made by the NAM. We would like to express our thanks and recognition to the leadership of Ambassador Amandine Gill, who enabled us to move progress on this important issue. We're grateful for the report of the GGE 2018, which will enable us to continue our work. The debate when it comes to emerging technologies in the field of laws, including semi-autonomous weapons and weapons with autonomous specific functions, has deepened in recent years in various fields of human knowledge, and it's led to concerns about how this type of technologies can change methods of war. The proliferation of autonomous weapons for military purposes, for our arms race, and the use of emerging technologies related to terrorist groups and paramilitary groups are not a topic of the future, but of the present. We endorse specific proposals to negotiate a legally binding instrument which would establish prohibitions and regulations when it comes to lethal autonomous weapons. Sir, it has been proven that the use of semi-autonomous drones with specific autonomous functions are an essential component of non-conventional war models because of their low cost, their easy management, easy concealment, and tracing, as well as detection, autonomous detection of obstacles and targets. These teams can lead to various explosives being used, which are used with a very great precision of targets. My country has suffered from this terrorist use of drones. On the 4th of August this year, in Venezuela, an assassination attempt took place against Nicolas Maduro, and the highest civilian and military authorities of the country, which included 8 members of the Bolivarian Civil Guard. It's the first time in history that drones have been used to try to carry out an assassination attempt. The use of this technology to conduct terrorist acts must be condemned in all its forms and manifestations by countries who are peace-loving. In light of this abominable event, we would like to state that Venezuela recognizes the importance of the norms and principles of international humanitarian law that exist and agrees with the need to establish specific regulations through a legally binding instrument which would take into account the harm caused by the use of this category of weapons. To do this, this convention is the appropriate forum to deal with that instrument. So, the Convention of Certain Conventional Weapons, in particular the GGE, is the appropriate forum to deal with issues related to emerging technologies with respect to laws. These discussions must progress in an open-ended, transparent fashion with universal participation. This will ensure that the international community can be involved in this important discussion. Establishing a GGE shows the concern of the international community as to the expedited, rapid advance and complexity of these technologies, as well as the inappropriate use of related technologies. There's a need to conduct assessments required by international humanitarian law, such as the obligation to apply the principles of distinction and proportionality. Venezuela, as a peace-loving country, is in favor of the prohibition of the development, acquisition, trade, deployment, and use of lethal autonomous weapon systems and related technologies, and we reiterate our commitment to this forum and to multilateralism. Thank you very much.